Yeah, right. But no, you're absolutely right.
You've heard me say that before.
And you'll be walking slowly out the door.
I'd never need to watch it again.
And what's going to happen next?
Actual actors in the movie. Cream corn tonight. Cream corn tonight. Yeah, I'm all for this.
Syphilis. Ben Franklin invented it. I don't know why we even had the freaking thing, to be honest.
That should be good corn time.
That's good corn time.
Really?
I can take you downtown and sweat it out in the light.
Daylight is different depending on what part of the U.S. you are, no matter what, so who cares?
Hello!
M-O-O-N. That spells deaf and dumb.
You didn't say the magic word.
Help us to stand.
Happy Alien Day.
I was going to say, not a Saturday. Happy Alien Day.
Robert, for all of our listeners, which, by the way, you're listening to Set Jetter Saturdays with the maestro Robert Patterson, can you explain what Alien Day is for those that might not know?
You know, and I don't know when it started, they determined April 26th in honor of LV-426, the planet, would be Alien Day a number of years ago. And now they just do special things on those days, whether it's celebrate the movie, they're going to be showing in limited across the United States, the first Alien. Reebok would release new shoes. Of which I'm wearing a pair right now.
Thank God. I got to interrupt you. I actually Googled I looked on StockX, the sneakers, mm-hmm. The Alien Stompers, because you have like multiple pairs and different types. And they're like so expensive. But I was like, I would totally buy those if I had like FU money.
Just a few. So yeah, I'm wearing the big ones today.
Oh, there it is. The Stompers. Yeah, those are the ones that are like $5,000.
Yeah, the high tops, I guess we call them. But
so, did you buy those when they first were released?
No, I kind of missed out, and it was a couple of years later, and it came with this the high tops and the Bishops, which are kind of the lower tops. So they came together as a set.
So nice.
And they were my size. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna.
Thank God.
I'm just gonna do it. You know.
Now I might get the Alien Stompers, like the mid range. They're about. Mm-hmm. 300, 400. And I feel
that's
like I could wear those to like events in LA. Like those would be a good time, like a screening or like a premiere.
Yeah.
Cause you could like rock those for photos. I think they'd be cool.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like I would never want to risk like a scratch or something. You know what I mean?
I've worn into a couple screenings of Aliens and nobody even paid attention.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Just like put my feet in the aisle. Like, oh.
But that's what they're good for. And I feel like. Yeah. I'd be too paranoid to wear them anywhere else.
Yeah, I wouldn't really wear them. Like, I'll wear them for this podcast and then back in the box.
Back in the box. Back in cryo-freeze. Cryostasis, everybody. We're going to be, I've slept enough. So it's LV-426 day. And I said to Robert before the show, how many people have celebrated this? And he said 60, maybe 70 families. And I said, families.
She has such a good read on that line.
She does.
All of her lines, I guess I should say. So,
can we just say how kick ass Sigourney Weaver is in that role? I mean, I can't think of anybody else that would nail it like she did. She's perfect as Ellen Ripley.
Paris Hilton. I don't know. I don't know. But just...
Mariah Carey. Straight off of Glitter. Glitter's not that bad.
Oh, I love Glitter.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
So I guess we could just start with LV-420, Aliens Day, since we're
already sure.
There.
Yeah, like, I jumped the gun.
Since we are. And we can go ahead and talk about Aliens quotes, because I had just, I finally watched my 4K version.
What was it?
And so it was great. And I get some backlash because some people like think it's a little too cleaned up and then it looks a little too modern or whatever, but and I started watching the special edition, which is usually kind of the go-to, the expanded version, but then actually I said no
one.
I'm gonna go back just to for authenticity's sake. I'm gonna watch the original theatrical version because that's what I
that's
saw
what
first,
you
know.
That's what you
know.
Saw first.
Yeah. So, even though I did buy, I bought the Laserdisc as soon as it came out, and was
love
it 1990
it.
Or something like that, or 93 for the special edition. So, but yeah. So I was just like, okay. And then it's one of those. We've talked before. Movies you can watch again and again and again. And Aliens is just one of those. So.
It is. Yeah, we've covered that one. It's just so great. And the new documentary, if folks aren't familiar, is out there and
will be out there.
Will be out there. It's coming out, I think May.
I think there's deadlines to pre-order by May 5th. So Aliens Expanded. So I was able to, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that, but I saw the rough cut of, yes, I don't know how many hours it was. And I didn't see it. Of course
Wink.
Not. since that time, they've been able to get Jim Cameron interviews. So they, obviously he will be threaded throughout. So it's probably once in a lifetime, we'll never have another documentary kind of like this. No. But anyway, so if you have not pre-ordered, I definitely recommend doing that. So it has everything and more that you ever want to know about aliens.
And yeah, a lot of the original cast members, including Carrie Henn, and I think Mark Ralston's on there. It's Mark Ralston, right?
Yeah.
Lee Drake. It's just, yeah, it looks really, really fantastic. They covered aliens too in the movies that made us. And I feel like that scratched the surface of what you wanted to see. And this is like a full immersion into aliens.
I want to know every single thing that happened. So
I do.
I was, I also had a flashback. So I went to San Diego Comic-Con once. And I have a I'm glad I went. I don't know if I could ever go back, because like when it's so crowded and smelly and, you know, and it was, and this was 2008. So it was before it even got even crazier, I think. Because I was able to get into pretty much all age and to see the different things.
You got it
I
at the right
to.
Time.
Yeah. So biggest regret. So one night after Comic-Con, we were like, I think we had just finished dinner and we're kind of going through to kind of downtown San Diego, not too far from whatever. And we're walking past a restaurant and the door opens and we kind of stop because people are coming out of the restaurant. And don't ask me why I didn't stop for a picture, but it was Gail Ann Hurd.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, she was talking. I was just like, I think she was in the middle of conversation. That's why between her face and seeing her, I was just like, oh, there she is. You
at
know,
that
just
time.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I forget about that. I'm like, oh, regret. I probably went, I don't know how. How often would you actually bump into Gail Ann Hurd?
You won't. You won't.
But
this was 2008, you said?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good, that's the right time to go, I think. It didn't get as ridiculous and obnoxious as it is now.
You could buy tickets. I mean, I bought a ticket and then my friend's like, well, I want to go too, like a couple of days later. And so he bought a ticket. Like now they're gone in 30 seconds. You know,
it's done.
It's not even a thing, but
not even a thing.
But yeah, so I was having flashbacks to that. And then, of course, watching it on 4K, I was like reminiscing as I have about opening night in Omaha for Aliens. And I was right before the show, I was sharing with you that I went to see it at Indian Hills Theater, which was kind of one of the last Cinerama theaters. So screen was 35 feet high by 105 feet long. So
I
it
love
was
that, the Cineramas.
Huge. If you look to the right, there used to be smoking areas.
Oh, wow.
Back when you could smoke. Yeah, if you needed to smoke, you go up to the smoking area. So,
Theater of Tomorrow in Omaha. This is when it's coming out. This is... when did it close? What was the...
So I think if you go to the towards the bottom, I'll just kind of say when it was demolished, 2000 something. Whoever put this together, Alien. There's Alien, and then in 86, Aliens. Methodist hospital was nearby, and they just wanted that to build something, and now it is just literally a parking lot. So,
so sad.
A little shady because, you know, they...
Yeah.
From what I remember is... they wanted to bring it to the city council, whatever. And literally, I think they quickly demolished it before they could even get city council to vote.
Oh, that's a shitty move.
To mark it as a historic landmark. And so in addition to the big theater, they had like the Cameo Theater and the kind of other little theaters off to the side. So that's where we first saw Scream and, lots of great movies. And Speed 2.
Of course. I remember seeing Speed 2 in the theater. Who doesn't, right?
But seeing it on that huge screen. I mean, now we're getting more, obviously this was like this pre IMAX. You know, that was like a huge screen that it just really kind of enveloped you. So
yeah, no, it's a big deal. It's very exciting. And that's good. You have nice such nice memories of that.
Yeah,
and keep that in there. But we wanted to. Robert was gracious enough to put together some of the best Aliens quotes, and I happen to concur with all of these, but if we read them, we have to read them in the style that they're said in the movie, of course.
which I try, but who can compete with? And I think these are all Sigourney quotes. So obviously there's a lot of good, you know, Bill Paxton quotes and so forth. But, and then some of these I still say, like, and.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do this to poor Murphy. You know, sometimes maybe and I take walks and.
I quote Aliens, I think, more than any other film.
Murphy doesn't always get to go, or, you know, or we're leaving. And so I do turn it and say, and you, you little shithead, you're staying here.
I do the other line with my cats a lot where he goes, where were you? Where have you been? Where have you been? When he's like, Jonesy, where have you been?
I almost wore my Jonesy shirt today, but I wore Weyland Yutani instead.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. The Weyland Yutani.
Good idea.
The, before we get into the quotes, what's your policy on Gordon, his character in Aliens?
Gordon.
See, I like Gordon a lot. He's the no experience.
Oh, that's gotcha. Oh, how many drops are, you know, like
36. How many combat drops? Two simulate, or what is it? Two.
30, yeah.
Including this one. Oh. What I like about him is he's the right amount of like smarmy and whatever, but he redeems himself. You know, it takes balls to blow yourself up and do the honorable thing.
He does.
I like that.
Yeah. And I think that's why I stopped and went back to the theatrical version, because it's just a tighter movie. And, you know, it's, you know, James Cameron is at that time, you know, he was still a great script writer where, you know, if you have something in reel one, it better pay off in reel six. And that was kind of one of those things where every little thing kind of paid off the way it was supposed to. So, but yeah. And then not that the special edition is bloated, but it's just some unnecessary things and so forth. There's pieces that probably somewhere in between that could have been good. So,
yeah, I think some of the drone footage where they show like the drones emptying out. They took that out of the theatrical release, and that kind of helps explain why the aliens didn't come in right away and get them, because there were sentry drones set up. I think those could have stayed in there, but yeah, I agree. It's nice to watch the tightened up version. Yeah. But best aliens quotes, first one is what Robert just said, and you little shithead, you're staying here. Do you want to read one and I'll read one, or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, go ahead and do this one if you want, or do you want to do the next? I'll do this one, you know. Okay. Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
I love that line.
It's a good line for work.
It is good. It is
You
good.
Come back from vacation.
Yeah.
And then I just go on, ma'am, I already told you, it was not indigenous, you know.
It was not indigenous, man. And all this one we've quoted a lot, this bullshit you think is important, you can just kiss all that goodbye. You can,
in
over 300 recorded worlds, we have, I love that chick, we have already surveys in 300 recorded worlds.
These are your words, you know, she's chain smoking.
Which, by the way, that was a cool on-screen zoom effect for 86. Like, they didn't really have that in the 80s. Like, Cameron, I think that scene aged pretty well with the computer on the screen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was big screen. Yeah. Now we don't even kind of think about it. And,
no.
And some of the behind the scenes stuff, and Cameron talks about in particular, like at that time, their military fatigue, that was futuristic. Now, this is actually what it looks like now, you know?
Yeah, pretty cool.
And then they had, you know, lenses that, you know, came down over one eye for infrared, you know, like all this stuff is now.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's real. It's real, because, you know, futuristic films are just, they usually age terribly and they're very hard to do. And it holds its own. It holds its own.
James Cameron, he's a futurist. He knows, he knew what was going to happen. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He knew to wait for Avatar.
Next quote. You know, Burke, I don't know which species is worse. You don't see them fucking each other over for a goddamn percentage.
Burke Carter J. I don't think you or any of us have the right to arbitrarily just exterminate them.
And he's
Watch
just
this.
Doing that.
Getting her asses kicked, pal.
I forgot how evil he was. I mean, he is the villain, you know, of the movie. But
Paul Reiser.
Yeah. Just kind of between this kind of smarminess and just, you know, downright evilness, and so forth. But
willing to sacrifice lives to bring back the embryo.
Good for the audience. I mean, the audience just cheering, you know, anytime, like he was like, you know, when he was kind of taken out too. But so, yeah,
so Burke's agenda was to bring them back regardless, right?
Yeah, so get them impregnated, freeze them, mess with everybody else's cryo tubes so they don't survive. But he would, you know, and that way he'd be the winner and bring back the xenomorph. Yeah, so
it's wild. And next alien quote is, I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. That is a great line. And there's also the next one is the one I'm thinking of. And I'm glad you're saying this one because this is perfect.
In 19 minutes, this area is going to be the cloud of vapor the size of Nebraska.
Just such a great reference, Nebraska.
So you could, as you know, and this happens in California, you know, anytime, whatever city you're in or whatever, if they mention whatever, you know,
of course,
so you can imagine opening night when they mention Nebraska. And I kind of wanted to see the cloud that shaped like Nebraska, but it was not. So
I know they should do that for the re-release. Is just have it. And I think you need to say the final line because this needs to be
nobody can do that. Nobody can do this as well as she does, though. I don't know, but I did bring her out today. So. With the little things
is.
And stuff like that. So obviously the perfect line was, get away from her, you bitch.
The Reeboks.
I won't even pretend to do it. Yeah, she actually has the Reeboks on.
So cool. Where did you get that?
I think this is a NECA. So I'm holding up, for those that can't see, a model of Sigourney and the power loader. They did a good job for
Bay 12, please.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you do anything?
I don't know. What can you do?
Yeah.
I have a class 4 rating. Be my guest.
Yeah, it came with like little eggs and stuff like that.
Oh, so cool. Yeah,
so I'm kind of coming
out. Oh, the face hugger.
So I've got to have that. I don't know if I shared this last time, but I did bring out.
Ooh, what is that beautiful thing?
This is a cookie jar.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. Robert is holding a cookie jar that, of course, is one of the eggs.
Mm. And I think this was a gift from Nick Lures, who's a listener.
Oh, great
that
gift.
I've had for a while. Never had cookies in it, but, you know, keep it out.
I'm looking at it online.
Now you're like, I need to find this.
They're not cheap, so great gift.
No? Okay, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, really, really cool. Oh, I love Aliens. And Aliens is one of those movies I feel like I still pick up on things, or at least I did for a long time, that I didn't pick up before. Kind of like a Back to the Future, like little mm-hmm. things here and there. Little tiny, like the attention to detail in Aliens is so good.
As I say, everything is planted, and it was a low budget movie. I was looking, it was in 86, it was $18.5 million. So, which, probably equates to maybe $50 million now, which is not for what you're getting on screen.
Yeah, no, of course.
That does not look like, you know, but, and Sigourney was a chunk of that, you know, to get her back. But yeah.
She deserved it.
She deserved every penny.
You know, what's great about Aliens too, is it's a completely different movie. I mean, certainly it plays into the character, but they didn't take the route of like, oh, Ripley's going back up with another crew or... The alien came back to Earth. It was just, you know, the first one's more of a psychological thriller. Second one's an action movie. And it's both are peppered in horror. And it's just such a good movie. I mean, Cameron was like perfect to do that. You know,
I remember at the time, all we knew, because it was just the director of The Terminator. So I remember rewatching The Terminator to kind of think what he was going to do with Aliens. So.
Yeah, no, it's did such a great job. Well, that's Alien. That's our Alien segment. So happy LV-426 day, everybody.
And your camera's off, FYI.
Oh. Every theme park has their difficulties. When Pirates of the Caribbean opened up, the pirates didn't eat the tourists. Robert, let's... I know I skipped over this, but let's jump into what you've been watching.
Yeah.
I've been watching Crap.
Oh, I'm surely not. But
well, I started
watching
Franklin. The new Apple TV.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the first episode.
You did or did not?
Did not.
Oof, really?
Well, I can't get past Michael Douglas.
Episode 1 walkout.
I can't get past Michael Douglas as Ben Franklin. He's like 60 pounds and he's just like, Well, you know, John Adams in the Declaration, we're going to do something. And I'm just like, no, I'm not buying not it, man. Not buying it. And maybe it's good. I can't, yeah. I'm not going to say it's a bad show. I'm just, I couldn't get past that.
I guess that's the trouble when you put a star, you know, like,
yeah,
you have to have that suspension of disbelief and
right.
It's hard to do.
Well, we know, like, it's weird. Like, I watched The People versus O.J. Simpson, and Cuba Gooding Jr. looks nothing like O.J., but I, you know, I believed it. I didn't think about it. But, I mean, we didn't know what Franklin really talked like, but we kind of do know what he looked like. In every depiction of him, he's a heavy set,
yeah,
jolly, like, Santa-looking guy. And Michael Douglas is not, I don't know. I'll probably finish it, but.
Was there a different, did Michael Douglas have a different voice for him, or was it just Michael Douglas?
It's Michael Douglas being Michael Douglas.
Was he like electricity?
That's what it is.
Is good.
If he tried to do like a Paul Giamatti thing where he like changed it, I'd be like, all right, yeah. But he's just like, well, you know, electricity is trashy. You know, you're just like, you know, Michael Douglas is Michael Douglas.
It happens.
I watched,
and Mariah Carey has Betsy Ross.
I started watching impeachment again just because I wanted to see Rotate again. Yes. And I got to that part and I stopped watching it because I've seen it before.
That's the pinnacle of he's so the great. Series.
Rotate. I think they knew in post that they had something so gold. We're talking about Sarah Paulson as Linda Tripp in the Marriott Rotate or the Holiday Inn or whatever. The Rotate. And it's like, it's the stuff memes and dreams.
And I was right there. I was right there.
I know you were right there.
I know.
You saw her in her suit.
Yeah, I saw her in her suit. And then I do remember the night they were filming that because, you know, the hotel was open. And so, like, I remember I was walking through and I saw all the extras waiting to go into the restaurant. And I'm kind of peering around and their lights and stuff like that, not knowing how important that scene would be.
Yeah, who would have thunk? And then you watch it and you're like,
no, yeah, it's like, that was the scene.
My gosh.
Yeah.
We rewatched War of the Planet of the Apes. It was, I watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes like not too long ago. And I,
so is War the third one? I get confused. Okay.
And they all bleed together for me too. I watched the sequel a few weeks back. Or months back, and then this just came on, so I was like, I haven't seen this in a while, and it's good. I mean,
yeah, I don't think I watched it. I like that the first one with the James Franco as part of the kind of reboot.
It's the best and then one.
The second one, I was like, I didn't, and I think I just didn't quite like where it was going. I know the new one's coming out, but the new one looks like just a retread of the war, and so I'm not sure, but
yeah,
the effects are fine, you know, but
new one's supposed to be like a few hundred years in the future. And honestly, when I first saw it, they did it at the Super Bowl. I thought it was a Geico commercial. And then they're like, you know, Kingdom of the Apes. And I was like, oh, that's a real movie. It just, I don't know. It looks like the James Franco one, I think, is just so great and scary enough and believable. And then it just evolved into like them on horseback, like apes and Braveheart. And you're like, okay. It's okay. I do enjoy War of the Planet of the Apes. Woody Harrelson, I think, is really good in there. And then I rewatched Hoffa with Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito.
That's one of your go-tos.
It is. Yeah, it just came on something. I think it was Peacock or something, and I was like, I haven't seen this in a minute. But you know what I'm going to be watching this upcoming week before we get into yours.
What is that?
Well, May 8th, we have the 30th anniversary of The Stand.
I gotta rewatch
this.
We obviously, because we don't talk enough about The Stand.
Not nearly enough.
I don't know. We should ask your listeners what we should be doing to commemorate The Stand. 30 years.
Yeah, please.
Of the super flu.
Tweet us at @_podcastle or find us on Instagram or Facebook and tell us what you think we should do to commemorate Captain Trips.
Some people may say, please don't say a word.
Let it pass unmarked.
Just let it. Talk about The Stand 2020.
20. Why don't you cover Franny's house?
We still haven't found Franny's house. House. Have you? Why haven't you been there?
What about you? Well, you've been watching some fun
I've
stuff.
been watching, so I kind of binged through Fallout, which is the new, is that
Oh,
on
yeah.
Prime series based on a video game, which I know is kind of becoming a thing. So
Big
not familiar with
time.
not familiar with the video game, but it was enough to keep me interested. It's like 8 episodes, so you can get through it pretty quick, and some nice world building, and it's interesting. You watched when I watched Fallout and it was The Last of Us. There's still a lot of video game. It kind of feels like you're watching a lot of cutscenes. Which is fine, but
yeah,
it's done well, and it's probably better that I'm not familiar with the video game, so I have zero expectations on what's going to happen. So I thought it was interesting enough, well acted, and pretty good effects. So, and part of it is like Walton Goggins, you cannot go wrong with him. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, Walton Goggins is great in every show I've ever seen him in. Especially Sons of Anarchy. Fallout, does it feel like, I know they're two different games altogether, but does it feel like Last of Us, where they're cut to the future and back and forth, like nonlinear?
It has moments like that, but not, yeah. There's beats that might kind of seem familiar, but not quite like that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the lead, Ella Purnell, I'm not too familiar with, but she's good.
She's good.
Yeah. She reminds me of something else. I remember she was on Yellow Jackets, but that's about all I know her from. So.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so, you know, I recommend, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a look at that.
We went to the theater to see Abigail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I did not care for it. So
no,
it was like, one, it was a strange experience. We went to a, not quite a matinee, like a 5 o'clock showing. Just probably a dozen people there or so. But at least half of those were kids. Some as, I mean, 8 to 12, maybe, like with family. It just seemed a little too young for this type of movie, for between the violence and some other stuff, you know. But
yeah, that's a little too young.
Yeah. But movie just really was not that good either. So disappointed.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Icons Unearthed has been, I've watched most of the series. I think they have a few more episodes that come out on a weekly basis. So right now they're doing Batman. So so if you are a fan, I recommend checking that out.
Yeah. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah. I can't remember even where I saw it, but because apparently it was like, it stopped. And I'm like, where's the next episode? And it says Wednesday. And I was like, I want it now.
Icons Unearthed.
Yeah. So obviously it's kind of like, you know, as we talked about the Aliens Expanded, these are pretty good deep dives into, you know, you get at least an hour per movie.
Nice.
Where they
good.
Dive into kind of things happening. Nothing really that I did not know, but they get a good, you know, people kind of dissing other cast members, and Sean Young, you know, she'll just tell it like it is.
Yeah.
When she's still bitter.
And still, you hear about that.
Yeah.
The Icons on Earth did Star Wars too.
They
mistaken.
Did Star Wars. I think they did Marvel. I watched, now I can't remember what I watched them all, but yeah, Star Wars one was really good. So,
nice.
But yeah, so they have a little bit of repetition, you know, where they're like, and they're a little sometimes being funny, cutting. But anyway,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
Dug out some of my 4Ks that I'm still working on. So I talked about Aliens. I watched.
Nice.
I also watched my 4K of. I thought of you. I was almost record your favorite scene, the Amityville Horror.
Oh, so good. Now you listen to me, pal. I don't like being harassed in the men's room. I'm gonna write you a check. You're going to be in your own damn birthday cake, your own damn wedding cake. Checks don't bounce. Cash doesn't bounce. Checks bounce. Cash is cash. Got the caterer. He's like trying to hassle him. How does it hold up?
It looked pretty good in 4K. You know,
does it?
Yeah. And I have not watched it in a long time. And so it was good to to watch. I do not recommend this new 4K. It comes with commentary by Hans Holzer. I finally turned it off. Oh. It was, he is oh, one of the, really? Like one, he's kind of making fun of the movie while as we're watching it. And he also was like, if I was there, if they would have talked to me, they wouldn't have done. I'm like, dude, nobody believes any of this happened.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, I don't know. And it was just disappointing. Like if I was, I think, it was either Kino Lorber or Vinegar Syndrome released this. Like I would have just said, he will pay you, but we are not putting us on the 4K version. So, and they have some new interview, a couple new interviews with a couple people, including James Brolin. But
oh, that's cool.
But yeah, so it was nice. It's one of those.
Get
it just
out.
It, you know, if you're transported back to that time, you know, it was kind of that Blair Witch, like. You thought this happened, so that kind of made it more real. They talked to at least one of the kids that's now kind of grown up and kind of sharing his experiences. And
oh, okay.
But yeah. So yeah, it was worth it. So it's just,
I'm glad you watched that. It's always a fun ride.
And then I also put out my 4K or opened finally for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2.
Oh, nice.
So just to
is that the one with the radio station?
Yes, with Stretch.
Yeah, right. Awesome.
Which I snuck into the theater to see, and I did not appreciate it at the time because I didn't quite get the. Well, on one hand, I was kind of disturbed by some of the things in the movie, and then two, I didn't get the humor of like what they were trying to do. You know, because Tobe Hooper is really black humor, and he really kind of amped it up, which was a huge difference from kind of what he was doing in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but now it's kind of now have its kind of its own following and so forth. But so I have much higher appreciation for it.
Oh, that's good to know. When you first saw it, you must have been like 12 or something,
16,
right?
16 for Texas Part,
it came
part
out
two.
In
yeah. So
mid-80s.
So I kind of snuck into.
Was it some of the cannibalism scenes?
Yeah, and just kind of like, you know, I still probably can, some disturbs me, you know, like, you know, taking off their face or whatever. And
yeah.
So, you know, I was still 16. I wasn't.
Oh, no, of course.
I wasn't that mature.
No, it's disturbing. No, I get it.
But I was also kind of going in because I'm like, oh, this is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So it was still kind of taboo, you know?
Yeah. No, of course. That's cool, though.
So finally, I was like, okay, I need to get through some of these 4Ks here. And
the 4Ks.
Yeah.
I really like it.
And I haven't pulled it out, but I still haven't watched it because it's still only on DVD. But I feel like I need to have a special showing of.
Oh, thank God.
The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Has Two Faces.
I think I'm about 3 hours left of Barbara. I Am Barbara. Audio
oh, nice.
Book, so
her finest role.
Yeah.
Mirror Has Two Faces was 96.
I believe so. Yeah. I don't know. So she's probably kind of done talking about that. But, oh, James Brolin did. I was always excited because he was talking about, you know, when he got cash.
Jimmy like, Brolin.
I had just done this and Capricorn One. I'm like, talk more about Capricorn
One. By the way, that's streaming now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Because I watched like People vs. OJ, I guess that came up and I was just like, oh, Capricorn One.
Oh,
I am
so
going to watch
good.
It again. It's so a good movie.
It is. Why don't they have Capricorn One Day?
That's what I'm saying. We talked about that last time. Unfortunately, gone too soon. One of the actors we lost recently, Capricorn One, and Orenthal Simpson.
Yeah, just like the movie, one
just
by
like,
one.
Just like the oh, so funny.
So yeah, that's what I've been watching. So
well, I like it. Those are some good viable options. Okay, moving along here, we have movie tagline quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
You're not
we
ready
done one
for
of these
this.
In forever.
I know. So are you ready? It's going to be me asking you.
Okay. And I am ready. And the first question will decide the theme, I'd imagine.
The theme or the year or.
Or the year.
What have you. So this one, you should just know.
Beam me up, Scotty.
This time, it's war.
Aliens.
It is aliens.
Yes!
So we are doing 1986.
All right. We haven't done 86 yet.
We have not done 86. And I feel bad because I'm like, this would be much easier for me since I was around. These are my, yeah, this was my summer, you know, whatever. And you're probably like, I don't know any of these. So,
Okay. Yeah. No, I think I like 86.
So, 1986. So, I think I'm just about the amount of movies that came out that year. It was a
mind blowing.
I think so. Wow. I'm just thinking about that summer. So as we go through, you'll be like, yeah, a lot of these came out that summer. So
Top Gun,
including Kill or Be Killed.
Kill or Be Killed. That would be Predator? No.
Also, Nothing This Evil Ever Dies. It's a sequel.
Yeah. It's a second in the franchise, right?
It's more than second.
Oh.
It could be.
What's the other tagline?
Kill or Be Killed, which doesn't quite fit for.
Is it Friday the 13th?
It is Friday the 13th, part 6. Jason Lives.
Okay. I never would have guessed Kill or Be Killed, but that second one.
That was on.
Clued me in.
That was on the poster. So
Kill or Be Killed. Interesting. Yeah.
Which kind of makes you kind of like a Halloween 5 is like, ooh, there's going to, and like, no, it's not quite. It's just another Friday 13th.
Well, if you kids go to setjetter.com and look at Robert's page, that's my favorite page on setjetter.com is part 6.
He still loves going to, what's the, I can't remember the name of the convenience store, but
it was Karloff's.
Karloff's, yeah.
Like Boris Karloff?
Yep.
Well, because you were in the middle of nowhere. I was like, that's dedication.
That's kill or be killed territory.
It literally. Yeah. Okay. So Friday the 3rd, we're 1986, Friday the 13th, part 6. Jason Lives.
Yes. I'll just say this without intonation. They're back.
They're back.
Or if I say it, they're back.
Oh, okay. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist 2, The Other Side.
Yes.
Also came out that summer or pre-summer, I think it came
That's
out
a scary movie. At least when I first saw it, I was
scared out. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I don't think you'll know, but The First Kiss Could Be Your Last.
The First Kiss Could Be Your Last.
Or Ever Have One of Those Nights.
Ever Have One of Those Nights. Is it Return of the Living Dead?
No, but it's kind of horror. It's a horror-ish, funny-ish, yeah. So Grace Jones is in this movie. That'll be your.
Okay, that's it. So Grace Jones, 86, would be.
I'll give it to you. It is Vamp.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, First Kiss. Okay.
Robert Ressler.
Okay.
Betty Watanabe. Yeah, Chris
that's
McVie.
A good one.
So, yeah, so.
First Kiss. Yeah, that makes sense. I should have got that. Okay. Doing pretty bad so far.
It's some of these are more. It's my year, so
you're too kind. I'm terrible.
Not all nightmares happen on Elm Street.
It's not Nightmare on Elm Street.
It is not, but it might give an indication Wes Craven might have had something to do with this.
Hellraiser?
No.
Body Count?
It is Deadly Friend.
Oh, Deadly Friend. What does that poster look like, Robert?
I think it's kind of like a window, if I remember, like with her.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Kind of looking around out. So
yeah,
it's one of those. I know Wes Craven had to go back. I think it was almost a PG or PG-13 movie. And I think they needed they said, oh, we want an Elm Street-ish. So they kind of upped it. But
yeah.
I don't think helped it either. But
yes. Good call.
Norman Bates is back to normal, but Mother's off her rocker again.
Psycho 2. Three. Psycho 3. Psycho 2 was 82.
Correct. So yeah. Psycho 3 is 86. Also came out that summer. So you can see the summer so far is
pretty packed.
It's it keeps getting better. So well.
How did Psycho 3 do financially?
It did not. It did okay, but not as well as, yeah, so.
Not as well as 2?
No. Okay. It was that was my first Psycho I saw in the theater, so.
Oh, cool.
It's one of those, I'm excited, like when you first see the Elm Street or first seeing the Psycho house on the big screen, it's like, it's so big. I was just like, I couldn't believe
it. So special.
Yeah. An open and shut case of nonstop laughter.
An open and shut
case. Which usually means it's not funny at all.
Is it
Well,
is it Police
comedy.
Academy?
It is Police Academy three.
Yeah.
Back in training.
Oh, is that the tag? Back in training?
Yeah. Ooh.
Open and shut case. That's when it really started the tank. That wasn't like the worst one, but isn't three when it, because two still had laughs and they were.
I think two had a few laughs, and then three, I think they realized, oh, we need to go. They already had to go back to the beginning, you know, like, oh, let's go back to the academy or something, you know, like, but.
Oh, right. Anyway. Right. And then it fizzled out as like a G rating almost at the very end.
Yeah, it got to be.
It was just like, whoa, how?
Bad, bad.
Yeah.
Here we go. Barbara Stone has just been kidnapped by Kmart, and what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Barbara Stone has just been kidnapped by Kmart. Give me a hint.
Barbara Stone is played by Bette Midler.
I don't know.
Ruthless People.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite.
It is comics. Good. Is that where... Is that where This Is Danny Why We Can't DeVito. Have Nice Things is from?
I don't know.
This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
I don't know. Is that from that movie? I don't know.
It's from that or it's Down and Out in Beverly Hills. It's from one of them.
It might be Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Ruthless People is one of my...
That is a good flick.
This is actually a quote from the movie. So The good news is your dates are here. The bad news is they're dead.
Prom night. Night of the Creeps.
Night of the Creeps.
Yep. Which, if I'm not mistaken, you've covered that.
I have, yeah. Yes. So I've been to the... After a decade of silence, the buzz is back. We may have just talked about this movie.
After a decade of silence, the buzz.
Is back.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Massacre 2. Yeah, also came out that summer.
Rare.
I forgot, and I kind of realized this, because I think the movie came out in August, and they finished filming in June or something. It was, like, ridiculous. It was like an 8-week turnaround time. They had to get the movie into the theater. So
wow. That's quite the turnaround.
America's biggest hero is back, and he is not happy.
America's biggest hero is back.
We've talked about this as well. This is a sequel.
Today?
No, not today, but we've talked about this particular movie.
Oh.
Summer of 86.
Okay. It's not Superman.
It is not.
America's biggest hero is back.
Actually, it didn't come out until December, but it felt like a summer movie. So.
And he's not happy?
Mm-hmm. Biggest.
Oh. Well,
he's not really a hero, but
I give up.
King Kong Lives.
Oh gosh. America's biggest hero.
I know. Don't ask me why.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, classic.
They should have had
Linda Hamilton.
Only one thing can save Kong now.
Oh gosh.
Also, this came around Thanksgiving. Stardate 1986. How on earth can they save the future? Stardate 1986.
Starman? Stardate is the thing?
Stardate 1986.
I'm going to have to go with how on earth can they save the future?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future?
Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Oh, Voyage Home. Okay. And yes. I've never seen that. I've never seen a Star Trek movie.
Homework. All of them? Sorry.
I'm waiting for William Shatner to die to watch
and
him.
Then you'll...
He's alive because I'm not watching.
And then you'll have... You're like, I wish I would have seen him while he was still alive. Oh, no.
Okay, so Voyage... Which is... You know, I did see... That's a lie. I did see the one with the whales.
That's the one with the whales.
Okay. With the aquarium and the Monterey?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I should know that.
There you go. Yeah.
You've covered that too, and you did a great job on that page.
This is kind of a weird long one.
Uh-oh.
They have one more lesson to share about the price of honor, the power of friendship, and the way you must fight when only the winner survives.
Gotta be Goonies.
Or The Kid is Back. Kid may or may not be part of the title.
Karate Kid Part 2?
Karate Kid Part 2.
Okay. I love the taglines. I remember those taglines were really cheesy. In Karate Kid, it was like... Not so much the tagline, but remember all the posters? It was like always him in the sun, like looking out. Like the third one, it's like him and Miyagi, and there's like the bonsai, and you're like, yeah.
Love it.
That's a good one.
You probably won't get this one, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Knowing what you know now, what would you do differently? Blank is going back with the chance to change her destiny.
Oh.
I didn't say her name, but
okay. Well, we know it's a female.
Or knowing what you know now, what would you do differently? Blank is going back with the chance to change her destiny.
Oh.
Or she awoke in the past with a chance to rebuild her future.
This is one of your favorite movies?
It is.
Tell me this: have we covered this? Like,
I don't think we have.
I give up.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, is it one of your favorite movies?
It is.
I've seen that. I wouldn't know those taglines, but that's awesome.
And I saw it in the theater.
I think we did talk about that. That's cool.
I was just saying, I think all these, I didn't see King Kong Lives. Yeah.
You're right, though, about 86 being quite the packed year. Wait, you didn't see King Kong Lives in the theater?
I did. Nobody would go with me.
Oh, God.
And I didn't want to go alone. Everybody knew it was Stinker. I was like, I want to go see it. Nobody would go. So. The terror starts the moment he stops. Or whatever you do, don't stop for the blank.
The terror
starts the moment he stops. This is kind of tricky because if it's out of context. If you saw the poster, no, this is The Hitcher. Don't stop for The Hitcher.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I'm doing terrible at this quiz.
Well, it's more my year, so I should have picked more. Well, you know why I picked 86.
No, I love it.
Guess who's going to be the life of the party? Or don't let the joke be on you.
Don't let the joke be on you. What kind of film is it?
It's a horror comedy. A horror comedy.
And don't let the joke be on you?
Yeah.
It's not Nightmare on Elm Street, is it?
It's not. It is April Fool's Day.
Oh, okay. I see the poster.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
This one should be easy for you if you're familiar with the movie. Okay. Something wonderful has happened. Number 5 is alive.
Something wonderful.
You probably don't. If you don't know it right away, then you don't.
Something wonderful has happened. 5 is alive.
Number 5 is alive.
No, don't know it.
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. Yeah.
People love that one. I don't know.
I do. I like the scene where he reads all the books and she's like, that's all the books in the house.
This, I would not.
Batteries not included.
What year was that? That might have been 86. I don't know.
I think it was 80.
I'm going to give you two different ones. The first taglines are just, I don't think you'll get it.
Uh-oh.
The laughter, the lovers, the friends, the fights, the talk, the hurt, the jealousy, the passion, the pressure, the real world.
St. Elmo's Fire.
No, but kind of close.
It's John Hughes.
Could be.
Pretty in Pink?
It is Pretty in Pink. Good job.
Yes.
The second one is...
I know my Hughes.
Yeah. Blaine's a pretty cool guy. Andy's pretty in pink. And Ducky's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I love it. St. Elmo's Fire isn't John Hughes, but it's in the same Brat
Pack. It's like a Brat Pack. Yeah. So. He survived the most hostile and primitive land unknown... Excuse me. He survived the most hostile and primitive land known to man. Now all he's got to do is make it through a week in New York.
It's Weekend at Bernie's?
He may show up in
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. That's not a knife. This here's a knife. It's a shooter.
This one has some multiple ones. Let me see. The first one I'll read is Who Made Who?
Who Made Who? Oh, I know this one. What's another tag?
Stephen King's masterpiece of terror, directed by the master himself.
That would be the Emilio Estevez trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Maximum Overdrive?
Maximum Overdrive, yeah. It is.
King actually has a cameo in the beginning of the guy at the ATM.
This ATM just told me to. I can't remember what the line was.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I do like that's a guilty pleasure of mine. Never saw trucks, but.
It's hard bad, to get right? through. It's boring. Yeah. So kind of the antithesis of Maximum Overdrive.
And
so.
He never directed since then.
No, I don't think he directed even little TV things, but
no, it was so panned.
He tried. Jim Henson, George Lucas, and David Bowie take you into the dazzling world of fantasy and adventure.
That would be Legend.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. You have 30 seconds to get through the labyrinth all the way to stone.
I didn't see this until a couple years ago. It's
the unquenchable stench or whatever it is.
The first casualty of war is innocence.
First casualty of war is innocence. I don't know.
It is Platoon.
Tom Berenger's finest role.
It is.
Actually, Gettysburg is.
That's your go-to.
Sure.
This one has some multiple ones. One man's struggle to take it easy.
Is it Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
It is. Good job.
Okay.
Leisure Rules was the one on the poster, I remember.
Leisure Rules.
Yeah. And they also mentioned, because life is too beautiful a thing to do to waste. And then they had some others that mentioned Ferris's name. But
anyway. Oh, nice. Good quiz.
This one has two different ones. For some, it's the last real taste of innocence and the first real taste of life. But for everyone, it's the time that memories are made of.
So it's a coming of age film. Mm-hmm. Is it Goonies?
No.
Might be
there's some shared cast, maybe.
Rat Pack kind of movie. Is it the other, it's The Big Chill.
The other is a quote. I'll give you this.
Oh, okay.
If I could only have one food to eat for the rest of my life, that's easy. Pets.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. So
another Stephen King movie.
Another Stephen King. Summer of 86.
Yes.
All right, two more. Up there with the best of the best.
Top Gun.
Top Gun it is. And probably my favorite tagline that year. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
The Fly.
The Fly.
Oh, that's a great quiz. Good job, Robert.
So, yeah. So that was 86.
The 86 was packed.
It was a packed year. Can you imagine?
That summer?
All those coming out in a year, you know.
Pretty much every weekend in the summer and wherever you had a new movie. Did you see Stand By Me in the theaters?
I did. Because it was a big, I was a big Stephen King fan. So I had read The Body, so I kind of knew what was coming. I knew it was going to be a little bit different. But yeah, I think a lot of people didn't even realize it was a Stephen King. Yeah. They didn't really promote it that way.
No,
either.
It wasn't. But, yeah. I do love Stand By Me. It is funny. I don't remember the differences with that and The Body so much. I only read The Body, I think, once.
There's a few. There's still
it's darker
some...
with the child abuse stuff, right?
Yeah. And this one it sewed it together. And then, now that we're talking about it, because I remember, I feel like they had a different narrator. And I think they switched out for Richard Dreyfuss late in the game to do narration and kind of show up to kind of bookend the film or something. Like maybe he wasn't even supposed to bookend the film. I can't remember. So,
right.
If I remember correctly, but
I never quite had friends like I did when I was 12. Jeez, does anybody? Come on, Dad. And we have a treat next. This is Josh Hartnett and M. Night Shyamalan.
Have you seen this?
Have not.
Okay.
You know I'm a big M. Night fan.
I know. So I'm I saw this. I'm like, I'll be curious to get your thoughts.
I just bought signs again this week. Do you
know
why?
Do you buy it every week?
No. I mean the copy.
Yeah.
Because I gave my copy to that, the chick was in it, to autograph it, and never got it back. Stolen.
Jeez.
Never heard back. My friend like knows her, so I gave it to her over Thanksgiving. Yeah. He gave it to her to autograph for me because I'm a big fan of signs. He never got it back. I was like, can you like get your friend to, I don't care about the autograph. I want the copy. It was when it first came out. It has sentimental value. Like I bought it the day the DVD came out.
And now what? She's using it as a coaster.
I don't know. She's not doing shit, so it's not. anyway, this is Trap, Robert. Do you want to set us up or do you want me to just jump into it?
I think it's just jump into it because it's one of those, you know, I mean, think
I'm
now.
I'm excited.
We go with, you know, folded arms anytime M. Night. You're just like, all right, now,
You know what? That's the best way to put it. Like, M. Night Shyamalan, get those arms folded. And
yeah, I'm like, all right, let's see.
Okay. That's all I'm going to think now forever is folded arms. All right. Here we go.
I think it's paused, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lady Raven.
Hurry, come on.
Wait. I got time, I shoot.
No dad jokes, this is serious. Come on.
I'm sorry. I mean, Lady Raven!
Save me from myself. This is slap dad. Thank you. This is literally the best day of my life.
Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. I can leave you here in the seat.
I'm good, Dad.
Cooper.
Jamie.
What's with all the police trucks outside? The cameras everywhere, Jamie.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Something happening?
Don't rat me out. I won't. You know the butcher? The freaking nut job that goes around just chopping people up? Well, the feds or whatever heard that he's gonna be here today, so they set up a trap for him. This whole concert? It's a trap. They're watching all the exits, checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Riley, what was that?
Your daughter's never gonna forget this day.
You're kind of dope, right?
Okay, so what? So he's not going to give away a plot twist like that. So we're supposed to think, by the way, I love Josh Hartnett. I'm glad he's doing stuff again. Yeah. What do you think? Is it?
I don't know.
Intentional, right?
Yeah, intentional, but part of me is like, are we waiting for, did they give it all away? I don't know.
Right.
Like now what? Or is it just quickly turn into like being kind of, you know, anti-hero that you're kind of. I don't know. It's kind of strange, but yeah.
I like Lady Raven because I guess Lady Gaga didn't sign off.
That's why it's just like, it's like being at a Madonna concert.
I do like that they're using Philadelphia again and he's back. He's not doing the beach or whatever that he did.
I assume it's supposed to take place in Philadelphia. They shoot I looked and it looks like Toronto is where they actually shot it.
Yeah.
Which is, come on.
Viable.
Just, yeah.
Come on, Knight.
Yeah, you can. Oh, I guess he probably lost some sway. So,
yeah, I just miss when Knight used to film in like my parents' backyard.
And now look.
And now look, he made it all the way to Canada. Oh, he's made our boys grown up.
Yeah. So,
but that's exciting. It's coming out in August. I will absolutely see that.
I think we'll go see, and then probably like, and then we'll be disappointed as we walk out of the theater again,
like we were with Old.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, come on, I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, excited to see Josh, and I'm like.
Yeah, I always like Josh Hartnett.
Let's bring John Tate back to the Halloween series. Come on.
Right? And Danny from Pearl Harbor. Oh. Black Hawk Down. He is a good actor, though.
He is.
He's done some bad movies, but he's done some really good movies.
Yeah. So he's kind of switched more to he did eventually start avoiding the blockbuster. I think maybe Pearl Harbor finally kind of killed it for him, but
I think so.
He's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Or Hollywood Homicide is probably just like,
yeah, that tanked.
Thanks, Harrison.
Yeah, that was bad. Hollywood Homicide.
But anyway, I saw thought of you. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I've seen all of Knight's films theatrically, and this will be no exception.
Why stop now?
Why stop? Yeah, at this point you can't. And finally, it's time for Blind Man's Bluff, of course, courtesy of SetJetter.com. And one of my favorite segments. Robert, are you ready for the clue?
I think so.
Okay. Here we go. One of my favorite books in high school was Bret Easton Ellis's The Rules of Attraction. Although my college life wasn't quite as dramatic, I thought he hit it pretty spot on. Some of these locations I visited nearly 10 years ago, but a reader to my blog asked for an update. And here it is.
Is this The Rules of Attraction?
Sure is. I didn't mean to read that, but then when I did,
I was like, are you trying to throw me off? Yeah.
No, I was committed at that point. But Rules of Attraction. So this is cool.
Have you read the book or seen the movie?
I have seen the movie. I haven't read the book.
And how old is this movie now? Go back to what was the
It'll be 2002,
year?
I think.
So 22 years ago. Oh my gosh.
That's a long time ago.
That is crazy.
Filmed
in Redlands, California, so okay. Which is a ways out there. I remember going there, but took a while to get there. So, so it's supposed to obviously take place East Coast. You can see the snow.
Can see the snow.
Snowy California.
Snowy California.
Yeah.
What else was this used in, Robert?
Hell Night was shot on this campus. I remember. Okay. For sure. Yeah, there I am.
Nice. Stair.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Helmet
many many years ago, so
these are beautiful buildings, by the way.
Yeah, so it was a nice campus, and
I remember this. Yeah,
I have that shirt that he's wearing.
You right have there. The actual shirt.
I actually have the shirt. I think I might have pictures of it later, but I was a big enough fan that I had.
Oh wow, it is a good flick.
Yeah, so, yeah,
I saw this theatrically, by the way.
Ooh, so you did meet both of us.
Yeah, I do. I haven't seen this in a hot minute.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't think I've updated my page, but we'll keep going because I've met one additional actress now. So this was Booth Hall, but
Booth Hall
played by Beacons Hall in the movie.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Was this do you have to stay overnight in this area or was this drivable?
No, it was still drivable. It just, it's a whole day.
It's a thing. It's a day. There.
Yeah. So Hell Night is actually the mansion is also not too far from here. So that's why they kind of shot.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
So.
This is the back of the Hall of Letters. This is right next to the administration building. Yeah. I really hope you'd be doing that pose. Actually.
I think I did.
Thank God.
Not quite as
good body
as he does.
No, it's
so. Yeah. So
I like it.
Yeah, so Ian Somerhalder, obviously, was it The Vampire Diaries? I think he became famous for. So
yeah, he's done a lot of work.
This was hard to find because this was back in Los Angeles. So,
is this the Nightmare on Elm Street neighborhood?
No, it's kind of. I think it's near where they put the fake Elm Street house from Part 4, if I remember right.
Really?
So it might be kind of the same area.
Nice find.
But yeah, so.
There he is.
There I am. I went right to the door. I don't...
Good for you.
I don't care.
I do like that you got up there.
Important enough for me that I have to go to the door. Same light switch.
Interesting spot for a light switch.
Yeah. So
it's outside, right?
Yeah. So that's a weird. Yeah. Not sure. It's authentic.
Electrical to the. Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe so. Oh, nice. Yeah. So it's a nice big campus. They have a lot of split. They have a great split. Scene, just kind of like Carrie, and then eventually. One of my favorite moments, if you remember, is they're both walking to whatever and split screen the whole time. And then when they see each other, the camera kind of turns and it becomes one image.
Yes. Good editing. Yeah, good dissolve in there.
It was good. So
for sure.
But yeah. So,
although you don't see the front of the building, the hospital scene was shot at 12750 Erickson Ave in Downey.
Yep. So this is where they pull into. You can see the building in the back. Don't ask me how I found it, but
you found it.
I did. And then a lot of the campus was shot at this, which is, you can see, is deteriorating quite a bit.
Yeah.
But these are kind of where they shot some of the dorms and so forth. But
interesting. Oh, like and, Balboa.
Yep. So the when they the campus building where they kind of speed through is right there. So Japanese Gardens, the same.
Oh yeah,
same right. Sign,
we've
same,
talked about this before.
Yeah, so
interesting, very cool, Robert. Memorial Chapel again,
and then they did a good job with the snow.
Yeah, really good.
This kind of amphitheater scene.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I'm due to watch this.
Would be impossible, of course, in this particular area of California.
Movie magic.
So this actress right there on the right, I have met.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was a Hollywood show a couple of times ago. So, but I don't think I've updated my page with her yet. So,
pretty cool.
I was excited to talk to her about this movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, of course.
Shannon Sossaman, I think is her name.
Oh, sweet.
So,
that's a great page.
Yeah.
You're going to update the page with that?
I do. Cause, yeah, there's Claire Kramer and Thomasine Nichols both in the movie.
Awesome. He's in a band too.
Yeah, was he?
Sucks.
And then I have some pieces of wardrobe. So.
Oh wow, look at that. That's from the movie.
Yep.
That's cool. Do you still have it?
I do.
Oh nice.
I have that.
Oh, that's a great shot.
Let me see what else I have. There's the certificate of authenticity.
Very cool. Oh, here's that shirt.
Yeah, there's a shirt he wears.
Oh wow. Yeah. And this comes with the certificates. Then, this is so cool.
That's his shirt, and I think I guess bracelets or necklace or something like that. So
really?
So yeah, so
oh, that's very cool.
You could wear those Rules of Attractions clothes around.
You should, yeah. It's a conversation starter.
What are you wearing? I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Ian Somerhalder wore the shirt.
hey, it'll between that and the Alien Reeboks.
Hey, if they play it at the Alamo, I'll wear. I do wear wardrobe.
You should.
If they're having kind of replays. And nobody also cares.
if they have Alien screening next week, will you see it?
Not Alien. If they're playing Aliens, I probably would. So
I think it might be a licensing thing.
Yeah.
Why they're doing Alien?
Because probably. It's probably a Ridley thing that he wants more money. Plus, there's. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to have a special extended preview for Alien Romulus or something like that.
Maybe Ridley needs money to make up for Napoleon.
Yeah, oof. He needs money to make up for a lot of
The Duel.
Oof.
Don't forget, for every Alien and Black Hawk Down, we have a Duel and a Napoleon, folks. For every Gladiator, we have a Body of Lies.
Is Gladiator 2 is happening?
It is.
I know they're filming, but I don't know what they're going to do with it. It also feels 20 years too late.
Yeah. What can you do?
Let now it people be. Are like, people aren't going to remember. I mean, you know, wherever.
No, it could be a completely different film.
It's kind of gone. Maybe he'll retcon too. Like, it was like, oh, that really didn't happen. It'll just like, you know, Prometheus. He's like, well, not quite.
Oh. I know exactly what you're
Gladiator
talking about.
Gladiator Prometheus. That's what they should
do. That's what he should do. And then just have Joaquin Phoenix in there going like, I don't know what I'm doing. Because that's what he said in Napoleon. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And
just like that.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised there hasn't been any memes for Napoleon, but people haven't seen it. That's why. But it was a very meme-worthy movie. A lot of funny lines, like unintentionally funny.
Unintentionally funny.
Like, you think you're so great because you have boats, is one of the lines delivered just like that. He's talking to the, he's arguing with one of the generals of the British. He's like, you think you're so great just because you have boats? And he walks away and you're like, didn't Napoleon really say that? I don't know.
All these boats that you think are so important.
All these boats.
You can kiss all that goodbye. Goodbye.
We're over 300 recorded worlds.
There haven't been one boat found in history.
You don't have to. We've been terraforming there for years. It takes decades. Manufacture those, by the way. Anyway, that'll be our show before I start bothering Robert with aliens quotes all night. But good show, Robert, unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
No, happy Alien Day, everybody.
Happy Alien Day, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the set. Hey, everybody, it's Clark the Shark. You're listening to The Podcastle. And if you like cool graphic tees and want to support our show, we've now created a new online store with some sweet merch. That's right, you can get official gear from The Podcastle, Kingman Productions, and Clark the Shark on TeePublic. Go to teepublic.com/user/KingmanProds. That's teepublic.com/user/KingmanProds. Or visit us on YouTube at youtube.com/ClarkTheShark, and you can find the links there. We got some cool deals going on right now, and we'd love you to support the show with some merch. Check it out. God bless.